Our scripture tonight comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from his town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant of the house of the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, whom he was engaged and whom was expecting child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest's room. Now in that same region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth, laying in a manger. And suddenly there will be an angel of multitudes of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.'" When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known that they were told to them about this child, and Herod amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary treasured all of these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorified, praising God for all they had heard and seen. This is just as it had been told to them. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
What child is this? Is the question we have been asking and answering throughout this Advent season. And now we gather to celebrate the child's birth. Those of you who have been here throughout the season have heard historical background that may have been new to you and hopefully will make celebrating Christ's birth more meaningful this year. Over the past 4 weeks, we have learned about how Mary and Joseph lived in a world of political corruption and political occupation, which resulted in poverty and despair for most people. The power-hungry rulers of the day relied on intimidation and violence to get their way, and they taxed people heavily in order to make themselves richer and the poor horror. It was an environment filled with fear and weariness. Although most people at the time would not even be aware of Jesus' birth or know of its importance, those in the scene of the Nativity certainly did. Mary and Joseph, first and foremost, knew their child would be the one who would save the Jewish people. The angel Gabriel had informed both of them of that fact. But the angels, shepherds, and magi also knew that this baby was the Messiah, the anointed one, the newborn king of the Jews, the prince of peace, and the savior who would be Christ the Lord. For God's people who were suffering, this child would grow up to be the one who offered hope for the future, because his mission was to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to liberate the oppressed and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. What good news the babe would grow to share. The beautiful nativity scenes that we have displayed around the church and which most of us probably have displayed at home depict a peaceful scene. But we know that it would not have started out that way. Mary's childbearing screams, the animals baaing and mooing, the angels singing, the shepherds running, and Joseph's encouraging words spoken above all the other noise, well, it would have been an extremely chaotic night. There would not have been a beautiful private birthing suite with a peaceful playlist and calm lighting. Even after Jesus was born, he would have wailed his first cries, and those who had attended to Mary during the birth would have been moving about, cleaning up, and trying to make the Holy Family comfortable amidst the animals. But after Jesus nursed, after the shepherds took their leave, and the animals calmed down for the night, Mary and Joseph would gaze upon their newborn son as he drifted off to sleep. For a little while, the peace of the night would surround them. Yet the oppressive political and cultural environment would continue for many years. In fact, it continues in the homeland of Jesus to this day. This image, created by the graffiti artist Banksy, entitled Scar of Bethlehem, reminds us of the tragic landscape of Palestine when Jesus was born, as well as now. The bullet hole through the concrete looks like a star, but it reminds us of the violent world into which Jesus comes to us. Yet we find joy this night. We pray for peace to be made known once again in the land of Jesus' birth and in all the places torn apart by war and oppression. We continue to move forward in hope because we carry with us the prophet's words that one day the lion shall indeed lie down with the lamb. Furthermore, we know that God came to the world so that we would know, despite our own brokenness, that we are never alone. God is with us, and God is with all who live in fear and need. We have learned throughout the season that in the midst of our brokenness and the brokenness of the world, Jesus' hope, peace, joy, and love break through. And whether or not the world or we are fully prepared, Jesus comes. As Kate Bowler writes, Advent was never about perfection. It was about preparation for love to arrive in whatever space you have left. And here's the good news. Love does not check your to-do list before showing up. Love comes to the unfinished, the unwrapped, and the undone. Maybe that's the gift, to lay down the script of perfect Christmas and remember that love has always arrived in the mess, in a stable, not a palace, among shepherds, not dignitaries. I am so grateful that our God took this chance on the world by entering into it. God chose a difficult and messy situation in which to be born because God knew This was humanity's continued reality. Political leaders are often influenced by those who want power and wealth. Refugees flee from war-torn countries to keep their families safe, but often live in fear and without resources. Poverty and unfair taxation keep many people around the world in their place. Relationships are strained. Families struggle to make ends meet. Loved ones face terminal illnesses and sometimes die. But despite all of that, love breaks through the mess and it stays. God keeps showing us in small and unexpected ways how the violence and oppression of our world do not have the final word. The babe in the manger, Emmanuel, God with us, says that light and life will have the last word. I had Christmas music playing today as I worked at home, and one of the several Amy Grant Christmas albums I have includes the song Welcome to Our World by Chris Rice. I hadn't listened to that particular album yet this season, and I was struck by the words, which are so profound, on this night when God enters in. So hear these words. Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child, welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile finger sent to heal us, tender brow prepared for thorn, tiny heart whose blood will save us, unto us is born, unto us is born. So wrap our injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our sod. Rob our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God. Perfect Son of God, welcome to our world. We welcome the babe to our world and into our hearts once more. God became flesh and dwelt among us. He became one of us. He entered into our lives and our world so that we might know that no matter what, we are never alone and we never need despair. This is the good news of Christmas. Thanks be to God. Amen.